Welcome to the Royal Ties Podcast. My name is Clark, the Financial Credit Coach, and I will be bringing you information acquired through firsthand experiences in order to help you increase your credit score, reduce interest rates, increase savings, and eliminate debts. Doing it for the community, from the community, and by community, I mean any and everyone who wants to learn and evolve. So let's get right into it. In today's episode, we'll explore the world of secured credit cards and their benefits. See, secured credit cards can be a valuable tool for building or rebuilding credit, providing individuals with an opportunity to establish a positive credit history. You know, let's just dive in and discover the benefits of secured credit cards. Understanding secured credit cards. So getting one and using one is one thing, but understanding is what you need to do, right? So a secured credit card is a type of credit card that requires a security deposit as collateral. So unlike traditional credit cards where the credit limit is based on your credit worthiness, a secured credit card's credit limit is typically equal to the amount of the security deposit. So the security deposit protects the lender in case of non-payment, making secured credit cards less risky for lenders and accessible to individuals with limited or poor credit history. So what are the real benefits of secured credit cards? Well, secured credit cards offer several benefits that can help individuals build or rebuild their credit, right? Like I said before, but establishing credit history is the main thing because secured credit cards provide an opportunity for individuals with a limited or no credit history to establish a positive credit history. By making regular and timely payments on a secured credit card, individuals can demonstrate credit worthiness and build a foundation for future credit opportunities. You got to start somewhere. This is where it's at. So, rebuilding credit. Now, for individuals with poor credit or a history of financial setbacks, secured credit cards can be a valuable tool for rebuilding credit. So responsible use, such as making timely payments and keeping credit utilization low, can gradually improve credit scores and financial standing. So when you start learning about responsible credit management, which is what I teach all the time, you understand that securing credit cards offer a learning opportunity for individuals who are new to credit or need to improve their credit management skills. By using a secured credit card responsibly, individuals can develop good credit habits, such as budgeting, making timely payments, and managing credit utilization. Now, when you graduate to an unsecured credit, many secured credit card issuers offer the possibility of graduating to an unsecured credit card after a period of time with responsible use. So this means that consistent responsible credit behavior, individuals may be eligible for an unsecured credit card, which typically offers higher credit limits and more favorable terms. Now, potential credit limit increases, those happen too. So some secured credit card issuers may periodically review your account and offer credit limit increases based on your payment history and overall credit worthiness. So a higher credit limit can positively impact your credit utilization ratio, which is an important factor in credit scoring. Now, widely accepted, secured credit cards are typically used by major credit card companies and can be used wherever credit cards are accepted. So this allows individuals to enjoy the convenience and flexibility of credit card use, including online purchases, travel reservations, and emergency expenses. So let me give you some tips for using secured credit cards responsibly. While secured credit cards offer several benefits, it's important to use them responsibly to maximize their impact on credit building and financial health. So here's a few tips on how to use them responsibly. Like I said, you know what I do, gems after gems. Pay attention. Make timely payments. Pay your secured card credit card bill on time every month. Late payments can negatively impact your credit score and defeat the purpose of using the card to build credit. Keep your credit utilization low. So aim to keep your credit utilization ratio, the percentage of available credit you're using, below 30%. This demonstrates responsible credit management and can positively impact your credit score. Avoid maxing out the card. So it's best to avoid maxing out your secured card, even if the credit card limit allows it, or even if, you know, the credit limit is low. Maxing out the card can negatively impact your credit score and indicate a higher risk to lenders. Regularly review your credit report. I say this all the time. Stay vigilant. Review your credit report regularly. Ensure that your secured credit card activity is accurately reported and dispute any errors or discrepancies promptly. Gradually build credit. Patience is key when it comes to building credit. Gradually increase your credit limits and consider transitioning to an unsecured credit card when you're ready and eligible. So listen, in conclusion, it's really simple. Secured credit cards can be a valuable tool for building or rebuilding credit. They offer individuals with limited or poor credit history an opportunity to establish positive credit habits and demonstrate credit worthiness. So by using secured credit cards responsibly, individuals can lay the foundation for a strong credit history and future financial opportunities. Look, it's black and white, man. That wraps up this episode on exploring the world of secured credit cards and their benefits. Remember, responsible use and timely payments are essential to maximizing the positive impact of a secured credit card on your credit journey. I hope you learned something today. If you did, please like, follow, and share. Tell a friend to tell another friend and tell another friend. Let's bring financial literacy to an end. It starts right here. Let's get it. My name is Clark, the financial coach, and my motto is simple. Pay attention or pay for lack of attention. Please follow me at Clark, the financial coach, on Instagram.